Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Renee Pubjecki is from Winter Haven and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration law and why it is needed for reform, why reform is needed. And the interview comes your way in 3, 2, 1. It's been a long time since the last immigration actual law was passed. Time for a brush up.
Yes, it is. I'm from Florida, and without immigrants, we will have oranges that are not picked, strawberries that are left on the crops. And so it is vital to our economy that we do have a path to citizenship for the undocumented. Also, we're seeing that investments are being stalled. We have a cap where EB-5 investors from China are not able to invest $500,000 or $1 million, which is not good for our economy. And right now we do have a representative, U.S. Representative Jolly, who's proposing an E-2 bill that will allow a path to permanent resident status for investors who have come here with their families and have invested their money, but they are stalled. And those their children, who may turn 21, are left with no options to stay here in the United States.
Now, a lot of this sounds like an easy thing to fix, just pass a law that changes this or that. It's not that easy.
No, it's not. As we've seen for many years, that everything is being stalled in Congress. So hopefully with Representative Jolly's bill, we can get some bipartisan support and at least move forward with the negotiations for immigration reform.
Renee Pubjecki, this is Christopher Michael reporting.